Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have some music from, quite a varied amount, of jazz, including a tribute to the late, great Tito Puente. Also a little tribute to Benjamin Druten, better known as Buzzy Druten. We've got some Eddie Condon coming up a little later on in the show. We're going to start off with Wynton Marsalis, and this is from his album with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. The name of the album is entitled Big Train, and we're going to start off with Sleeper Car. Was music from Wynton Marsalis from his album Big Train, and we heard Sleeper Car. We're going to continue with some music from an up-and-coming flautist by the name of Nika Resto. This is from her album Liquid Love, and she's quite a promising talent, very musical and very creative when it comes to arrangements and playing. We're going to listen to her version of Autumn Leaves, and then we're going to come back with a mini tribute to the late drummer Benjamin Druten, better known as Buzzy Druten. keep an ear out for this bright young talent. Her name is Nika Rejto. You pronounce it, it's actually spelled R-E-J-T-O. And I believe she's living out of the United States at the moment. She's of Hungarian descent. And her latest album is entitled Liquid Love. And we just heard Autumn Leaves. Well, I tell you, the month of May was quite a year for quite a month actually for losing some notable musicians. Joe Puma passed away, Tex Beneke passed away, Tito Puente passed away just this past week, and we're going to have a little tribute to him coming up in just a few minutes. And Benjamin Buzzy Druten passed away May 21st in Englewood, New Jersey. Buzzy Druten was the house drummer at Eddie Condon's famous jazz bar in New York City from 1947 to 1951. He was born Benjamin Druten in his native Russia, but his family moved to the States when he was only 5 years old. They eventually settled in Boston, and he was fortunate enough to have a father who was a clarinetist, and two of his brothers were also musicians. Aside from his stint at Condon's, Druten worked in clubs in Chicago, Boston, played with the likes of Wingy Minone, Jimmy McPartlin, and Doc Cheatham. And according to Gordon Bennett, Buzzy Druten made his name with the great trumpet player Wild Bill Davison. We're going to listen to a recording that Eddie Condon made, and it dates back to January 27th, 1962 in New York City. We have Bobby Hackett on trumpet, Lou McGarity on trombone, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, Dick Carey on piano, and alto horn, it seems. Eddie Condon is on guitar, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Buzzy Druten is on drums. And we're going to go for four numbers, starting off with Dark Eyes, the theme from Swan Lake, Londonderry Air, and La Vie en Rose. This is music from Eddie Condon featuring the late Buzzy Druten. Thank you.
fair enough. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. The great Eddie Condon and his All-Stars, recorded for Columbia, actually CBS Records, back in 1962. And we just heard Loch Lomond, and that one goes out to Yvonne Lyons, my mother, who's a great fan of that particular tune. La Vie en Rose before that, Londonderry Air, also known as Danny Boy, theme from Swan Lake, and Dark Eyes. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, this morning I woke up and I found out that another great, not only in jazz, but in music all around, one of the pinnacle musicians, Tito Puente, passed away as a result of complications from heart surgery. He was only 77 years old, and he was one of those musicians that I felt would never pass away, like the immortal Duke Ellington or Miles Davis. Those musicians are in a separate class altogether, and they just seem to be going on and on forever. We're going to listen to not only Tito Puente, but also some of his compositions. We're going to start off with Tokyo Blues, which is a composition from the great pianist Horace Silver. And this is from Tito Puente's album entitled Royal Tea on the Concord Picante label. And then we're going to follow that up with a tune. Now, let me tell you about this one, Oye Como Va. In 1971, I was 15 years old. And the first time I heard this track by Santana from their classic album Abraxas, I had to find out who the writer or the composer was of the tune. Tito Puente, at the time, I'd never heard of, but this particular track opened up many, many doors for me, and I pursued Tito Puente with a vengeance and tried to track down who this man was, what he played, how he played, etc., etc. So we're going to listen to Santana's classic version of the Tito Puente composition, Oye Como Va, and then we'll follow it up with pianist Michel Camilo's version of that same tune. And after that, we'll listen to the Rumba Club and their version of Puente's Oye Mi Guaconco, I'm trying to pronounce this right. And then we're going to conclude with Yavez, a group out of the States, from their album Sea of Cortez, and a Puente composition entitled Para los Rumberos. So let's start off with a mini tribute to the great late Tito Puente, and here's Horace Silver's Tokyo Blues. Thank you. Well, there you have it, a tribute to the percussion giant who passed away this past week, Tito Puente. And we just heard a composition of his entitled Para los Romberos from the band Yavaz. That was taken from their album Sea of Cortez. And before that, we heard the Rumba Club from their album Desde la Capital and Oye mi Guaconco. Before that, we heard Michel Camilo from his album Through My Eyes and his very unique version of Oye Como Va. And the reason why I say that is because you don't hear the melody until the last 30 or 40 seconds of the tune. Santana before that from their classic album Abraxas and Oye Como Va. Tito Puente before that from 1993 from his album Royalty. And we heard Horace Silver's Tokyo Blues. My name is Randy McElligott, and I have a real treat for you now. Back in 1977, the great band Weather Report released a classic album entitled Heavy Weather, and little did they know that their greatest hit would be on that album, Birdland, written by Joe Zawinul. It's a complex and very challenging piece to play with a band, let alone two guitars, and we're going to listen to a fantastic recording from a group known as Acoustic Mania, and they comprise of two of the up-and-coming guitarists on the scene today, and they are Antonio Forcioni and Neil Stacy, and we're going to listen to their very unique version of Birdland right after this.
This year's grand prize winner for CHO's Funny Drive 2000 draw is Le Conseil des Chevaliers de Colombes de Chenéville, Division 3112. The Chevaliers de Colombes win a pair of Canrail passes that will allow them to travel anywhere in Canada for a period of 1 month. A value of over $1,200, courtesy of Via Rail Canada and CHO 89.1 FM. The grand prize draw took place on Saturday, May 27th at 1 p.m. on the show Rockers. So congratulations to Le Chevaliers de Colombes, this year's winner of our grand prize draw, and who were one of the many thousands of listeners who made a contribution to our funding drive. Many thanks to everyone who made a donation. Your contribution has helped make CHO's Funding Drive the most successful ever. Thanks to you.
CHUO 89.1 FM.
Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz penned that beautiful ballad entitled Haunted Heart, and that's from a great album featuring pianist Mike Melvoin, bassist Charlie Hayden, and vocalist Bill Henderson, and the album is entitled The Capitol Sessions. And before that, we heard Acoustic Mania with Birdland, a composition from Joe Zawinul, and that's taken from their album Talking Hands. We're going to continue now with a request for some Carmen McRae, and of course I never have a problem featuring the music of this great vocalist. This is a recording from December 1987. It was recorded live at Birdland West, and it features Jack McDuff on Hammond B3 organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, Phil Upchurch on guitar, John Clayton on bass, and Paul Humphrey is on drums.
My man, he don't love me. Treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me. Treats me oh so mean. He's the lowest man that I have ever seen. Church is sure making it mean for me. He wears high draped pants. Stripes are really yellow. But when he stalks in to love me, hello. you drink and gamble. Make you stay out all night long. I said that love will make you drink and gamble. Love will make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong. Oh, so wrong.
Smooth road. strange the road to love should be so easy. Can't you see the detour ahead? Wake up slow. Lucky me that suddenly I
That was a composition written by Lou Carter, Herb Ellis, and Johnny Frigo, entitled Detour Ahead, featuring Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Louis Nash on drums, and David Fathead Newman taking a wonderful solo there on tenor sax. And in case you're wondering who the vocalist was, she's in her early 20s, and her name is Jane Monheit. And that's from her latest album on the Encoded Music label, entitled Never Never Land. And before that, we heard Carmen McRae from 1987 with Fine and Mellow. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue here with some more music from Greg Ausby. And this time around, we're going to hear Greg's version of Nature Boy. And this features Greg on alto sax and clarinet, Gary Thomas on flute, alto flute, and tenor sax, Andrew Hill on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Scott Coley on bass, and Terry Lynn Carrington is on drums. Thank you.
Of a little Japanese sitting demurely neath the cherry blossom trees. Miss Butterfly, her name. A sweet little innocent child was she, till a fine young American from the sea to her garden came. They met neath the cherry blossoms every day, and he taught her to love the American way. have with her soul. 'Twas easy to learn. Then he sailed away with a promise to return. Into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I. Come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, I won't ever sigh. I just must die poor butterfly. Won't you tell my love, said the little Japanese, tell him I'm waiting neath the cherry blossom trees, my sailor man to see. The bees and hummingbirds say they guess every day that passes makes one day less till he comes to me. For once butterfly gives her heart away, she can never love again. She is his forever. For all of this world, through ages to come. So her face just smiles, though her heart is growing numb. The moon and I. Know that he is faithful. We're sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, I won't ever sigh or cry. I just must die.
The beautiful voice of Susanna McCorkle, and that was taken from her album, How Do You Keep the Music Playing? And her version of Poor Butterfly. Al Cohn on tenor sax, Joe Cazuzzo on drums, Steve Laspina on bass, Ben Aronoff on piano, and Gene Bertoncini was on guitar. And before that, we heard some music from Greg Osby from his latest album entitled The Invisible Hand, and we heard Nature Boy. We're going to continue now with some music from the Hudson Project, and we're going to listen to something that will be coming up in September. It's known as Labor Day, and this is a composition from the pen of bassist John Patitucci.
Thank you.
You're listening to the music of Michael Whalen, sounding an awful lot like Brian Auger. That's from his album The Border of Dusk, and it features Bob Gay on sax, John Durant on cloud guitar, Randy Roos on lead guitar, and Vinny Sabatino on cymbals and various percussion. You've been listening to 2 hours of jazz here on In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more music. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary. Have a great week. Bye for now.